Name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. In the column Dear Abby, there was once a quote which was, "The church is a hospital for sinners, not a museum for saints." Now, while Jean Phillips, or Abigail Van Buren, was probably somewhat original, this actually came from St. Augustine. But it's an intriguing idea that the church is a hospital for sinners and not a museum for saints. It really should make us ask, what does it mean to be the church? Well, today is St. Matthew's Day. Today is the day we celebrate our patron saint. This is why we're doing red today. But it's also a day that we celebrate those who are part of the church. This is St. Matthew's Day. It's not just a day for our namesake, but it's a day we can remember who we are and what it means to be a church. I'm really amazed at this story of the calling of St. Matthew. Here he is, just at work one day, doing what he's doing. He's a tax collector. Not the most liked profession, but he's doing his job, and Jesus just happens by him and says, "Follow me." And amazingly, St. Matthew just gets up and goes. And can you imagine being at work? Some guy walks by you've never seen, and he says, "Hey, follow me," and you just leave and go. There is something about a calling, a vocation, and we in the church are called by Christ to various ministries of our own. It's part of our common life as Christians to be called to our various ministries. And so I think one of the questions we always have to ask is, when Christ is calling us, are we willing to listen? And the next part of the gospel may sound a bit familiar if you were here last week. In fact, you're probably sitting here thinking, "I feel like I've heard this somewhere before." Well, last week we actually heard virtually the same reading from the Gospel of Luke as today is Matthew's version of that reading. So Jesus goes off with St. Matthew and he collects a few more people, other tax collectors and sinners. And he goes to eat with them. And then here come the Pharisees and they begin to criticize him. But not to his face, of course. They say to his disciples, "Why does your teacher go and eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And I'm sure what they're thinking is, "We've got him. We're going to throw the book at him. We're going to throw the law at him." Perhaps they could remind Jesus of purity and holiness, not to hang out with these people who are a bad influence on you. And after saying this, Jesus overhears it, and it must have really bothered Jesus a lot, because his response, he really comes out swinging. He says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but rather those who are sick." And now a good zinger would have been good enough, right? But no, Jesus doesn't stop there. He goes again and he says, he gives him some scripture too, and he quotes the prophet Hosea, and he says, "Learn what this one means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." And then he really knocks it out of the ballpark. And he talks about his mission. He says, "I'm not even here for the righteous. I'm not even here for those of you who are following the law. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." As Christians, we are called to abide by Scripture. 2 Timothy, the reading we heard from today, says that all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. On top of that, we are called to be obedient. Proverbs says, "Do not let loyalty and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." And so we hear these things and we think, well, here's this balance between having to do good, having to be obedient, and Jesus not even calling the righteous, but sinners. Somehow, people confuse that thinking that Christians are always going to be perfect. Both people inside the church think this, and people outside the church think this. And it brings me back to what it means to be a church. That the church is a hospital for sinners and not a museum for saints. Each and every one of us come through these red doors with different stories, different backgrounds, different stuff we bring in with us. For some of you have been coming through those same doors almost every single Sunday of your life. For some, you may have come at one point, gone for a while, and then come back. And for some, maybe today is the first day to even step through those doors. And the reality is, it really does not matter who you were when you came through those doors. It really only matters who you are when you leave them. Being called to a community of faith is about healing. It is a call to healing. Now, this process is not something that ends. It's not something that happens once and it's over. But it's an ongoing thing. It's one that evolves over time, and it's something that we have to work on every day. None of us are perfect. In fact, if you are perfect, you don't need to be here. It's funny, I wondered if anybody would walk out the door when I said that. We all come through these doors and to this table for God's healing grace. We have to recognize our various stories. We have to recognize our various gifts, our various callings, and our various failings. There's no shame in that. That's why we're here. We're here to celebrate our differences, but come together in our one Lord. That one Lord who calls us not to perfection, because he knows we cannot achieve it. But he only calls us to receive his grace. This is St. Matthew's Day. A day that when we remember that like St. Matthew, we also are called. We are called by Christ to be the church. And this means acknowledging our differences, celebrating our ministries, and accepting God's unconditional grace. To be the church, we don't have to be Jesus. We only have to follow him. Amen.